Hey, man, my man right here, we got on the zone tonight. This dude right here is no stranger to the underground. Nope. That's for sure. And, yo, he's always been consistent with his, and that's what it takes, to far as I'm concerned, to be a good artist. You know what I'm saying? Yo. My man, Blaze Your Dad, homie, live in on the zone.
Yo, what up, though?
What up, homie, man? We were just talking earlier, man. You're no stranger to radio, dude.
Oh, no.
You used to be my sports update.
Right.
Oh, man.
You know, I
try to stay up on it still. I'm a little bit, you know, I'm rusty a little bit, but I have watched the Lions implode, if you will.
Everybody, you all have a chance to watch the Lions implode.
Oh,
it gets replayed more than anything. You cannot miss the Lions blow a game.
You know, I've never seen it as bad as I have, you know, like you know you're a real fan when you find yourself talking to people that don't care about it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Just talking to random people. Oh, man, my girl. I'm at home.
And you know,
like,
she
don't care,
but you're telling her everything.
No, she got her own team. She likes her own. She don't like the Lions. She ain't never been
Most
a Lions
people
fan.
Don't.
So, you know what I mean? But she ain't from here, so I understand. But still, man, come on. It's tough to find people that, you know, can relate to you, because nobody has dealt with losing consistently like we have.
And you're
like,
right.
How can you ever come back from?
And you can't find the dude that lives in Detroit who has the B team, because they don't care at all. Because they got another team to turn to. They're like, oh yeah, Lions, Steelers all day.
Oh,
and they're like, no, Packers.
You know,
something,
right. There's something, another team out there you gotta have. But I mean, like, for me, I have my own, but it's nowhere near our division. You can't. For me, it's always got, okay, the Raiders. That's my other team.
Okay.
But they suck just as bad.
But
then,
right.
Oh, man,
but if you're
just,
a,
on,
but the
oh.
truth is, if Horrible. You're like a true, like, hip-hop head, the Raiders always is kind of like your B team, because,
oh, you know.
Because when NWA put it on the map with the Raiders, man,
right.
When Ice Cube had that Raiders hat on, it instantly made you like the Raiders, kind of, man.
Game. You're like, oh, man, I got to know what the Raiders about. And then you see
and the Raiders are hardcore back then, too.
You know, it was real. It was silver and black. They were just killing it.
No, they were.
Ice Cube, he represented everything.
Right,
you see him in a D hat.
And I always respected the Raiders fan base, because they remind me a lot of Detroit. They're like quick to shank somebody.
Oh, man,
yeah,
I'm telling you, look,
I mean,
it's still that way, man.
I know, that's why I'm all down with the Raiders, man.
You know what's crazy? I was talking to somebody about Cube just a little bit ago, and it, you know, we were talking about 90s and mid 90s and how you know it changed, and a little bit of rap changed, and pop was here and pop was in, and then it kind of just died out. And I was like, well, it fizzled because Cube came out, and he was like, you know, I'm sick of that dancing, and it just it changed the game. They were like, okay, well, nobody's gonna listen to MC Hammer for a little while, and then that kind of died out, and then gangster rap took over for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
It was about having a rep, you know, doing
thank,
your thing.
Thank
you know,
God
so.
Gangsta rap took over
oh,
at
man.
One point, because,
thank
like,
God.
Because
God.
Back in the day, sure. man, we used to, like.
Oh, man, come on. It's like, that's what it is. Like, they were dancing in these parachute pants, and they're all over the place, and it just was, there was something different. It wasn't right. It, you know, rap needed to change. And
music ain't gangster now. It's like more like thug rap. It ain't like back then. That was gangster rap.
It is. It's in the middle. It's like they're trying to be in the middle of it. They're trying to toe the line if you can. You know what I mean? And it's like that because people like Cube have done it. They have came out there, and then they have crossed over completely into movies and then into TV.
You know what's crazy?
Like
it's when you see Ice Cube, he's done some like kids movies, and you still never look at that dude and say, that dude's a sellout, or that dude's soft,
or you, you're not
you
gonna,
never,
you still
ever.
Ain't gonna be like, you know, I see Cube in the street, and
that's like,
you know,
Ice-T.
It's on. It's like, no, you're like, man, you respect, dude, respect.
Like,
you
know
I mean?
Ice-T has played a cop in about 300 flicks.
Oh, come on,
but
L.A.
He,
law, or law
but
and
we
order,
still know Ice-T ain't snitching.
Oh, come on.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what's wild. That's real, though, but that's what it is.
I watched New Jack City last night, like 1:30 in the morning was on. You know what I'm saying? I saw Nino Brown get it. Yeah, that was what was up too, man. No, but that's what's tight about your music too, Blaze, is you always kept that gangster element in the music. You know what I'm saying? A lot of
got to.
I mean, you know, some cats kinda try to, you know, mess with what's happening then and now. But I mean, your stuff's always had that old school gangster rap roots, you know?
Man, I try to, you know, try to stay true to what I, you know, what I grew up liking. And, like I said, a lot of it fell off, and I I just keep trying to do it. I mean, I'll try to find a little bit of new stuff and still put it in there. You know what I mean? Because I know people like a little bit of variety, and that's what I try to do with each record. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, do you look for that in the record? I mean, how do you go about making a record? You know what I'm saying?
It's like, you know, it's about, I guess it's a timing thing sometimes, and it's like it's changed completely nowadays because now it's more about like, this is the first time I got to just be free and do whatever I would like to do. You know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of the best time.
Like, no rules.
No rules. do what you want.
Well,
you know
being
what I mean?
That
it's
you.
It's like, it's been so long since I had that. And, you know what I mean? It's like, wow.
When did you have that last? When was the last time you felt totally free with your music?
I mean, maybe the EP.
Really?
Because it was kind of like the beginning of the stuff.
Because nobody knew what to expect from you. Kind of just like, do what
anything.
You do.
It's like, let's do right. it. You know what I mean? And it's like, before that, I was throwing music together, but I was still trying to find out what I thought was good.
Even like who you were as an artist.
Right. You know what I mean? It's like I had plenty of rap names, but you know what I mean? And different things, but I never put anything out because I strongly didn't believe it was ready to be put out.
Well, that's, you know what I mean? Well, that's so, the way it should be.
And then as it went down, you know what I mean? I kept going and then it finally, you know, it clicked and this, I felt like I kind of found what I wanted to do there. And then as it, you know, it kept going. It was like I found like I guess my niche in what we're doing. So,
being that now technically you're on your own doing your thing. What kind of different stuff now to your music you're bringing to the table that you couldn't do before?
It's just anything and everything. It's like there's a lot. There's just freedom to try to work. You know what I mean? It's like, and I'm happy to do it. You know what I mean? Happy to be back to actually being able to do stuff, to feel free to write and just create. You know what I mean? And that's basically what it's back to.
Yeah, I can see. Like, I mean, that would be hard. You know, that would be hard always trying to, like, make sure you appeal to make certain people happy.
I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, it's not like I'm conforming to a certain, you know, extent, but it's just like I feel like there was maybe some restrictions here and there, not by anybody in particular or anything in particular. Maybe it was just restrictions from me on my own. But still, it was like it feels better now that I can just kind of be open and
that's
do
cool.
stuff. That's it, you know.
So what are you doing right now? You working on an album?
I'm writing. I'm trying to write. I'm trying to get ready. I'm doing shows. I'm trying to work.
Okay.
You know, if there's anything out there, I'm trying.
Cause I know
to
you
it,
dropped,
you know?
I know you dropped like, what is it, like a little, you just put something out a few months ago.
I did a drive-by EP with Killa.
Kind of like a limited edition
thing,
right?
I mean, we did a limit run of stuff, then we ended up putting it on iTunes. So it's, you know what I mean? It's available
right.
for everybody. But we were taking it as kind of like a tour exclusive.
Okay.
You go out and buy it on tour is kind of what it was.
It's kind
of
what you got to do now to make people feel like you're really giving them something.
Well, I wanted, that's what it is. We ended up each making a couple of singles. I think I did a single out there as well.
Yeah, we got the one joint tonight to play. We got the, Let It Burn.
Let It Burn.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to play that
cool.
tonight
That's
for sure.
Up. That's what's up. Yeah, so, I mean, I did that a little bit before. It's like I'm just trying to get back in the studio, get to work, and I've been doing a few shows with Twisted. Going to get back on the road with them and keep working, man. It's
even
like,
far
you know,
as studios go, I take it now you're probably using different studio environments, messing with.
I've been doing that since the beginning.
Is that how you done your stuff?
It's always been different stuff here and there. It's like a lot of my music has been recorded in one area and then some of the music has been replayed in another one. I've recorded verses over in one spot for like even like the last record. I'm trying to remember Clockwork Grace
right
is the record I'm thinking of right now.
Because then after that you had Gang Rags.
Well, yeah, but Gang Rags right? was a strict record where I did strictly at with
that was
Mikey
Clark,
yeah,
right?
Mikey Clark. He's the man. He still is.
And was
still
that the last? That was one of the last exclusive Mikey Clark type things he done with person in a minute, huh?
Oh, that's what's up.
Because I really like that man, and he schooled at Dead Man Walking joint, man.
Oh man, he's the bomb.
Mike Clark's dope, dude.
No, Mike Clark's
I've always
still
loved
dope.
Mike Clark.
He's
man.
Still very dope. He still does it. I say, you know, what I mean, I had a lot of fun working at his studio, and it was the first time I ever did it. And I've known him, you know, over ten years. It felt like. By the time I finally worked with him in the studio, and it was cool. But like I said, I've done stuff. You know, I was there, hanging around when they were doing different things here and there, but never really did anything with him.
But it wasn't you.
It was right. So it was mad cool doing stuff with him. And yeah, I said it was, that was the one of the first records where it was mainly done in one spot.
That's dope.
Because everything else has been done in different areas.
Like, is that how Mike Gray Clark is? Is he more like that hands-on approach? Like he, you know,
he is. He very, he, you know, he knows his equipment and he knows his studio, and his studio is, it's got great sound. And right. He's got a great ear.
Oh, that dude's a Detroit legend, man. Well, I mean, a music industry legend.
Sure, I'm telling you. For sure. It's like I've
worked on everybody's stuff.
I've worked with people that have great ears, and it's, you know, Joe Strange, another guy.
Yeah.
Great ear.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of work with him right now.
Oh, man. I'd love to, you know, to get back with him. I haven't worked with him in a minute, but yeah. He's got a great ear. And Mike Clark, great ear, man. It's like, yeah, there's only a few people I can say that about, but I know for a fact them guys, just, you know, they can hear some that
you'll never hear.
That's what it is. Sometimes
no, they always take your stuff to another level,
right,
man.
That's what it is. Scott Sumner did the same thing for me with Escape Artist.
Right.
When he gave that track back to me, he said, you don't have a hit for this record? Now you do. This is your hit. If you don't got one, this is your hit.
That's dope.
And he wasn't lying. I go out there and everybody loves that song. They might call it Sunshine or something.
Right.
But they know it. They're like, oh, I know that song. Because
that's dope.
That's his last one. That's his joint. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, there's not enough to be said to working with good people, man. Especially
man,
in the music game.
Is.
It's like, that's where, to me, always separates.
Blessed.
That's what separates, like, you know, artists that can't take that next step. You got to work with the right people, man.
Right. Oh, I've been blessed, man, all the way up, straight up. I mean, working with the clowns, working with them guys, working with everybody over there. I've been blessed, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff to see, man, because you can see how a real independent movement, you know, works.
Oh, man, they do it. You know what I mean? And I'm not.
There's probably no better example.
There's
probably no better example because, to be honest with you, I know a lot of these labels now are doing good, and there's certain independent labels that are doing great.
Right.
But they all took a page from the Psychopathic Records book, man, because those dudes really did show a way that you can make your own music and, like,
a
totally
blueprint.
Be like,
right.
And give a middle finger to the industry, period.
For sure.
And do your thing. I mean, and that'll always be respected.
This stuff made it easier. The internet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It made it even easier for you to get out there. If you have some talent, some true talent with what you do, you know what I mean? Somebody's going to be able to hear it, you know, nowadays. And it's like back then it was tougher when they started with it. You know what I mean? They just had, you know, they had the nuts.
But they kept it in the streets,
it, you know
too,
I mean?
Man.
Right.
Like seriously, just kept that hand-on approach.
It's underground, man. It's
like
that's what you guys do.
Mouth,
and it's kind of a Michigan-Detroit thing, man. It started like that, and then it moved down from there.
Well, yeah, Michigan artists definitely are not afraid to, you know, be out there and be with the public, man. You know,
oh, they have to.
You have
man,
to. No choice.
It's a whole different scenario out here. Unless you have blown up and become, you know, commercially accepted by the mass audience, that's where it changes you. But before that, yeah, you got to be in
like
there.
You guys,
gotta
be, I know
you
this.
You
got
to be accessible in to an extent. To
every
people.
City you guys go to, man, it's like you guys always do reach out to the fans.
Always
I mean,
still
and,
try to.
And they know that because that's why they still showing up to the shows.
Hey, that's what it is, man.
You
it's
know?
Like, that's why, man, I love doing it because it's what we do it for. They're the reason that we're there. You know what I mean? No other thing to do, I guess.
You just got back from the Cleveland joint?
Columbus.
No, Columbus. That's what I was thinking.
New Year's Eve.
No, I was just talking how in Columbus, it's funny how they love Michigan. They love Michigan rap, but they hate Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Cool,
it's crazy, dude. Like,
man,
it always amazes me how, like, people do good from this area down in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, man. You know what? The scene is completely different in Ohio. You know why? Because, like, I was telling George, I think, earlier that a lot of cats in Michigan, you know what I mean? Around here, they might, you know, you know me as Blaze Your Dead Home.
Right.
A lot of people don't know me at all. You know what I mean? And it's like, and when they do listen to you, they hear you about you, you're the ICP cats. And then on top of that, they're like, well, you're just a local dude that does it. You know what I mean? You're just
right.
A local dude doing music.
I know exactly.
Well, as
what
soon
you're
as
saying.
You go across into Toledo or in anywhere in Ohio, Columbus, or anywhere you think of, now you're a national act. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like I said, last year I went with Twisted. I was blessed to go to Canada. Now I'm international.
Yeah,
I
know, man.
You know what I mean? So it's like whatever they want to think here about you here is just what they want to think about you until you become that commercially accepted artist. Then they're like, oh,
right,
this is our own. This is our own. This our own Kid Rock.
That
this
mentality.
Is Detroit's own Eminem. You know what I mean? But before that, it wasn't, this is just a, another guy doing music. You know what I
mean? But
this
it always,
another guy doing music.
It's amazing how
but
when people come.
You explode, then you're.
When
oh,
people
this is Detroit's own. But
come
it,
to Detroit.
To, but I'm telling you, you go to Ohio and you see MGK perform somewhere in Cleveland, Toledo, Columbus. They're all there. This guy's from Ohio. This guy is from Ohio. That's
yep.
it. It don't matter. They're like, we love this guy because he's from here. He could be my next door neighbor.
It just,
and that's what it's about.
It's always drove me crazy. Cats come to Detroit and like Detroit cats will buy their tickets, go to their shows,
sure.
turn out. But the same cats from their own neighborhood, they got something to say about. Like, yeah, he's just the dude down with the clowns. He's just the
guy.
He's just
local.
You know, he's just putting out.
He's just rapper. Oh, he's a rapper.
I never
snicker about it in the background.
I never got that mentality, man.
You know what I mean? It is what it is. And that's why I said, when you learn to just walk past that and just be like, see that there's people outside this state that don't look at you that way, that see you as like, oh man, that's my favorite rapper.
And the one
you know
thing
I mean?
We
that's
all know
difference.
About Detroit is you go anywhere in the world, man, Detroit is respected. They know, dude.
They
know what time it is.
It's
the
show.
You mess with, you ain't going to be running no game on no Detroit cats. They
no.
know. They're like, oh, Detroit,
up,
you get
you
that
know?
Respect, you know?
Right.
And that's just how it is. I mean, it works better than you come in here and we find out you're from, like, I don't know, Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're like, oh, you're from Tulsa, sweet. You know what I'm saying? They just don't work the same way, you know?
Right. It's for show.
So, you know, that Detroit ghetto pass is always good, you know?
It is, man. It is.
So
yeah, it's like, hey, man, I, you know what I mean? It's like I would not have it any other way or be from any other place. It's just, you know, it's just what it is, what it's like around here. It is what it is.
But the quality of music is definitely high because you really got to know how to put on a show being
it's
from
out
here.
Man, for real.
You got
you
to.
You got to. And if you don't, then it's really, you know what I mean? That's why. They'll let you know if they don't like it. You know what I mean? And that's what's real. That's what's Detroit.
The thing about Detroit, too, is there's so much talent from Detroit, so you got to be on that level.
For sure.
You know?
No, you do. Because I've seen a lot of local shows, like, go to, I don't know, you just say you go to Sandusky, Ohio, man. I've seen a bunch of opening acts. I'm like, what the heck is going on here?
Right, right.
And you go see cats that are rocking show in the D, and you'd be like, man, you know, these guys got
even
though
going
I thought,
on.
Even
right.
though sometimes
Sound
you
good.
Think the stuff was bad sometimes, and you go to other places and you see, you're like, wow, the stuff we got is
actually pretty
good, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
So you know,
man. I'm telling you, there's cats that have been doing it, and it's like, you know, I don't know any of the names because I haven't been up on my stuff for a minute.
Hey, if you
but I have picked up stuff in the last couple of years, and, you know, it's still good.
But
it's like Big Sean didn't just come from out of nowhere.
No.
It's like all these guys have been doing it. You know what I mean?
It's like,
it's
like what you guys done,
it's
man.
It's not like they don't just come from out of the woodwork. It's like they've been doing it.
That's why I've always had a lot of love for Twisted, period, man, because I know. I mean, I used to buy those House of Crazy tapes. I used to go to those House of Crazy shows.
Right.
I remember that stuff, man. So even when they got down as Twisted, to me, they were already something.
Right, right.
You know, it wasn't like...
Oh, you and me
both. You know what I'm saying? I knew they put in work.
I met Madrox and ROC at 15 Mile and Gratiot Soundbites, I think it was.
Okay.
Outside, I was flyering the place for Two Crazy Devils, and they were flyering it for Homebound.
Okay.
Homebound. And it was like straight, you know what I mean? It was like, that's where I met them cats. So I was around from that probably like a couple weeks later from then on.
Yeah, that's
you
pretty much
mean?
Their
it's
whole,
just,
that's
yes.
pretty much their whole career.
Man, it's, hey, I missed Home Sweet Home and, you know, a couple of the first things.
Right.
That was it.
But
yeah, it was
but
like,
that
man.
Was work, man. They like really showed like them dudes were they were dedicated to make something happen, you know.
Man, they're talented dudes. It's for real. I'm not just Twisted. You know, ROC is a talented.
No,
dude.
Those dudes are dope.
It's all three of them dudes.
Bro,
are talented,
our, them
man.
Dudes
for
have
real.
Always honestly been. Three of my favorite cats out there.
That's
you know what I'm
up.
Saying? I mean,
they're three of my favorite
because
cats.
And
my dudes, man, for real.
George, get that ROC Expose repress. We
yeah,
need that dude. Out there.
Hell yeah.
Hey, what's the song on that intro to my click, man? That was the joint. I'm talking
yeah,
like
sure.
Man, that was my joint. That I used to rock that thing in my this old tape deck in my old. What I have like a house speaker in the back of my ride.
Yes, everybody had that.
And it had it somehow it had bass. Somehow they, right. You know, what I'm saying they
this
got
12.
They got
12.
Bass out of that tape too. Hey it's man, bumping. But that's how you know you've been around, dude, doing the
right,
thing. You
right.
know,
come on, man.
You so know. You know, man, how many records you got to date, anyways, man? You know what I'm saying? Man. I mean, you do a bunch of stuff with other cats, little groups here and there, but you know, you got to.
Man, it's been a few. I don't have. To, I mean, you know, Esham got a catalog. That's what a
catalog. That's a catalog.
Like. But mine isn't that extensive. But it's getting there. It's like I'm trying to build it. That's what I want to do. Build
yeah.
more.
Yeah, you but you
know
don't.
I mean?
But you
have
don't
some
have
stuff.
To have something out every week. You
well,
know what
no,
I'm saying?
I mean, that's what music has turned into.
And it
now.
Is a shame.
You know what I mean? It used to be we wanted to wait on the next guy because he's gonna come, but. It's like the next guy can be in his computer right now working
but
on his stuff.
But
that's
the thing.
That's
see,
what it
when you like when back when
now,
you
know. Get,
you met, you know, when you met, which you know, the whole House Crazy crew, man. Back then, music was not processed as fast. You would
no,
really work
no.
on a song. You would, I mean, even in the early days of Twisted and stuff. I mean, you had to really work on a track. You couldn't mass produce music. You had to put your heart into each
I'm
song.
I'm gonna be real with you guys. Them guys. Probably could. They really, they're like bang,
yeah.
bang, bang, like really quick. We used to, that was a thing. You had to be like, because what you were paying for studio time was
that's
a whole
where
different
I was getting
scenario.
Studio time is
so
expensive,
you
man.
You would train yourself to be ready and in there. So you get in there and you get it done. Knock
right.
it out, knock it out, knock it out. But now it's gotten so easy with you having the stuff at your house, or you
oh,
know
yeah,
what I mean?
You can go
and
back and fix
to,
every element
well,
of the
right,
music
being
now.
Able to, the only thing you can't do is the vocals.
Nope.
Where you're like, oh man, my vocals don't sound well. You got to fix your vocals somehow. So that's basically
yep.
it. But yeah, it's like straight up. It's you know what I mean. We kind of learned on that end to try to work quick. You know what I mean? In a sense, but we never learned that you had to put it out quick.
Right.
You know what I mean? It
right.
was just work quick to get it done quick, then. Promote, then get it
and
out.
And that's
I mean?
Just
it's
where the game has
was.
Got twisted, man. Cats make way too much music, put it out way too quick.
I mean, that's what happens. You
know,
it's like
I mean,
so sometimes it's not even mixed correctly, you know? So it's like
no,
it's,
that's the problem, man. That problem, mixing, man. They just put it out there, they mix right.
But things, it, you know, fads change. This time there's no snare. Next time there's going to be no drum beat. It's going to be a guitar and a
but that's
snare.
Why when you mention you people know, like Mike Clark and stuff,
you know,
I know cats like Mike Clark, they like care too much about their music to let that happen. They're
right,
going
right.
to they're gonna make sure that's mixed right. They're going to
oh,
make
you know,
sure each element,
is, right.
you know, those kind of cats. Are
and
the,
that's the time takers,
yep.
and that's what it ends up being. And it's not like it's a bad thing. That's what you want because
right.
you want the best sound.
Yeah.
I mean?
Well,
that's
puts
really
you,
is.
That like makes you different from
right,
everybody
right.
else.
Right, for sure.
So like when you make an album, you sit there, you know what I'm saying, on songs, you really listen to them and you really, you know, go back to them and say, all
right,
this needs to be redone. We need to do this and that.
Right, right.
You know,
I mean, you know, the craziest thing about it is you'll catch yourself once you get out on the stage and start doing the tracks and doing the songs day after day after day. You start finding that you have a niche of how you like to say this and this and how you would have just said it this way
yeah,
on the
no.
track
right.
in the first
place.
But you don't know that
until you
you're
do it.
Out there doing it. You know
it,
what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
the songs are probably always better because
you know,
no
right.
matter how many times you do it the first time, once you rehearse it and you're out there doing it, you're right.
Right.
You can
right.
always do it better. You
you're
know?
Like, oh, well, this is way better. You know what I mean? And then you get going at it and you actually get on stage. You're like, you know, it's because to me it is about giving everybody the full show, giving them every lyric, as well as, you know, trying to maneuver out there a little bit. I'm not the best dancer, so you're not going to see me doing no MC Hammer
nah.
or Vanilla
maybe a
Ice
little,
stuff.
Maybe
but
a little
I'll try to move
walk
around a little, right? I'll try to move around for you a little bit. I ain't going to try to sit in
well,
one
you,
space.
Well, you already
like
know, gangsters don't dance, we boogie.
Right,
you know?
Show. You
that's,
know what I mean?
That's a real
so.
Statement.
And that's what's up. So, you know what I mean? It's like that's
and
what
that's where things went wrong. Gangsters did, some gangsters tried to dance.
Right, right.
They ain't going to work, y'all.
I think
show,
the best
show.
best MC that just stood there and rapped
Ooh.
And keep you entertained is Biggie Smalls.
Oh yeah. He couldn't do nothing but stand
but
in one spot.
But you know what? You know what? If you watch video of him, he's actually moving.
Yeah, he got a little big and he's like this.
He'll get his arm up and he'll be moving and then he'll get all around and everybody but will be doing that sparring.
But let's be real.
Club.
Biggie had something not everybody has.
Oh,
just
charisma,
with his
man.
Voice
he was,
alone,
he was
would move people. You know, that dude just like. Somehow, when lyrics came out of his mouth, it made you move. You were
this dude has to be listened to. Very lyrical, too, if you listen to him, man.
You know, man, like some cats you can turn on in the background and do what you're doing and listen.
For sure.
When a dude like Biggie come on, you really got to pay attention to what's going on your radio. Like, wow, this dude is spitting. That dude was dope. That's why you can't duplicate.
Right.
That's why you can't replace certain people.
You can't. That's for sure.
Hey, let's do something by yourself, man. Let's do that burn joint, man. May as well. Let's play a couple tracks. We'll come back, say what's up, and all that. And we'll give away these hospital tickets in a few. And we'll do it like that, man. On the Zone Radio with your homie, Blazer, that homie. You want to introduce this song, man? You may as well.
Let it burn. Yeah, that's what's up, Blazer, that homie.
That's what's up.
Kiss it.
Down. Party right to the ground. Burn this motherfucker down right now. Let's leave it here smoldering and ashes on the ground. Time to kick the tires, set the track on fire. Beating on the faith to watch this shit get higher. It all shines brighter, the smoke gets clear. Like Michael when you're staring at the man in the mirror. Order my style to cough it, burn it, it's sharpened. Keep it on the blazes, I'm the dead man walking.
The crazy man standing with the gas can, looking like a madman. Trying to light the latch in my hand, going crazy.
Let it all burn, just let it all burn. Finally it's time for me to get a turn. Get the big lip on the sickness like they predicted. I'm addicted to the pain that's inflicted. Hold it high overhead, let them all know you represent. Respect the dead, try and reject the spread of the heat and disgrace. I'm hotter than 1,000 degrees, you can't compete. I'm a lead like Eli, test me and see why. You never had a chance, we hope for the die. Get the blowtorch out of the cocktail lit. Look out, I'm having fits, I need my fits.
Burn this shit up, burn this shit up, burn this shit up.
My heart just as dark as the color of my lips. You can watch the flames flicker, the smoke gets thicker. Use accelerant so it comes down quicker.
Let's go, sending all the smoke signals real high in the sky. Let it rain down, covering the ground all around. Not an asshole waiting to be found from town to town.
Let it burn.
Let it burn.
We will burn this rock up and up down.
Burn this rock up and up down.
Burn this rock up and up down.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain, so you can just get down with us, down with us. Whoa, whoa.
images, just like tattoos that cover my appendages. Practices and scrimmages, stay sharp, rehearsing lines and sentences to kill the man in the mirror, my own personal nemesis. Pen is out of ink and no paper, now that's a casualty. I spit dextrose, my mouth is full of cavities. Your minor oddities leak, you best to call the cavalry. Terrestrial bodies fall toward the center of gravity, meaning you fall if you battle me too tight to rattle me. Spill your blood on the canvas and hang it in the gallery. Full of substance, so many empty like they calories. Allergic to face, this year's a doctor call my allergies. And pencil an appointment, accustomed to disappointment. We've been doing our own thing and getting some new enjoyment. It's a brand new nightmare, bloody and unclear. To infinity and beyond, roll like Woody and Lightyear.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us.
You still have put an eye on evil. Well, let me put a needle in your eye and call it a peacock until you mind and I'm the sign they eat you. And I don't give a fuck if you come looking for peace, fan of me, we all beefing. In a pair of J's with a meat cleaver, quick to clear the block with a chop, call it the street sweeper. I fuck a cop, he just wanted to kill a creature who was fucking his daughter in a pair of some sweet sneakers. Tell me, who gives it how you want it when you need it, when the rest of them retreat and deplete it, and you need to turn any backs on the people who really need it. I'm just stating facts, you need to watch this shit, tat on your back. And me and Jamie, we ain't a couple of hats roaming the industry looking for fat checks. We're the dopest to what we be, the wicked abstract, and we never going out like that.
Hell yeah.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us.
Ready, get your hands together. Grab a chainsaw, axe, whatever, it's showtime. But I'm much worse than Dexter and Hannibal Lecter. Can you handle the pressure when you channel a pester? The evil professor, Lee, you're looking like a pastor Spencer. Tied up in the row with a pentagram in the center. Evil lose like a number one contender. Say goodbye to your champ as I consume the pretender.
They call butcher knife axes and wicked fish. We got blood-soaked microphones and we won't quit. They want drugs, this is in a scar to crush. And all of them are down with us.
Damn right.
We got them knives in love to you. They're on each and every one of you. You might even find a gun or two. Just know that we do it all for
they
you.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us.
Second, think I won't just flush your head open. Give me a
reason to leave you breathing. That's a point blank message to all the non-believers.
06 caddy, brand new daddy, 28 grams, give me 20 little baggies. Got a little something in the back of my khakis, cause I'm always getting threats if they wanna kidnap me. Flame still burning and the hatred's back. I got the chainsaw revving and blood stains to match. Got you nervous like a reverend who got caught in the act, and you react like he did when he got whacked with the axe. Underestimated and medicated, I'm only hated and segregated from the people who never made it. And I'll be damned if I bow down now, Jack. I represent the voice of the people who want the real, they won't allow that. They got us tatted on their neck, breast, chest, and head, and undressed and dead, enough said. We got a mark on your planet Earth. You got a rack full of bootleg shirts, the truth hurts.
Now don't, y'all, not for 1 second think I won't just push your head open. Give me a reason to leave you breathing. That's a point blank message of all the non-believers. Now don't, y'all, not for 1 second think I won't just push your head open. Give me a reason to leave you breathing. That's a point blank message of all the non-believers.
You don't want to sleep in giant. It's like the lion, the sword all blasty. Boy, your mama's crying at the wake, ready to bake everybody in the front row. My aim is to put your relatives in a hole. Lying next to you, stretched out in one big plot, with blood clots all over their heads like polka dots. No gunshots, did it all with my Louisville slug. Another notch at it every time I beat a motherfucker. Stop a motherfucker. Drag their bodies in their backyard, chop their hands off to discard the identity. I ain't trying to see no time, and so I scatter ashes when the sun don't shine. And I do dirt with only clothes. People's a mind, cause they real. Why you phony stitches out there dropping dimes? So give me one reason to give me this squeezing on the lover, and I'ma all start cracking, motherfucker.
Now don't, y'all, not for 1 second think I won't just push your head open. Give me a reason to leave you breathing. That's a point blank message of all the non-believers. Now don't, y'all, not for 1 second think I won't just push your head open. Give me a reason to leave you breathing. That's a point blank message of all the non-believers. Now don't, y'all. Not for 1 second think I won't just push your head open. Give me a reason to leave you breathing. That's a point blank message of all the non-believers. Now don't, y'all, not for 1 second think I won't just push your head open. Give me a reason to leave you breathing. That's a point blank message of all the non-believers.
Skiller, that's right. You in the zone. Let's get the show started. I'm in the zone like Kobe on the free throw. 89.3 seconds till we beat you. Watered down stations, the underground nations. It's here with DC and Origins in the basement. We too raw for FM, so text them. Tell them Sean B and Skiller said to F them. The UF-mans, hate it or you love it. Do it matter, dedication still slated in the budget. The podcast is daily, so haul ass. Get a shot if you hot like a ball Pierce pass. I'm off the glass with the piff like I'm Howard. Hit Detroit's finest online for 3 hours. The streets need power, the beast eats cowards. Skiller hold me down with a quick speed shower. The name's so vivid, gotta give it to my dogs. If these cats going ham, then the zone is the hall.
Oh, he was very talented, dude. That's what it is.
We are very talented here on the Zone Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
What's happening, man? It's going down the Zone Radio back at
yes,
it.
Sir.
My man, so, Blazer Dead, homie. You know what I'm saying? Reminiscing so, about the days in Detroit.
So,
it's crazy the history that this city has in hip hop, man. There is like,
the show.
There is such a. Not every city can say that, man. Not everybody has a rich heritage in hip hop that goes back to like the early 90s.
Music. We got music.
Oh, music,
in
general, period.
Bro. It's just, yeah.
And it's all
it's Motown.
Kinds of
music,
too.
It's huge, man. So.
The only music we can't take claim to fame, and hey, I ain't gonna get mad about it, is country music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
We can't be like, yo, we got a bunch of country cats coming out.
Yeah, but everything else.
Now, we all know Kid Rock thought he's country.
We got Stevie Wonder, though.
But we all know Kid Rock really ain't exactly country.
Well, the Kid Rock we know.
No, the Kid
totally
Rock
different.
I did.
Kid Rock I knew had a flat top.
He was waxing that booty.
Right. Exactly. Yolin in the Valley.
Cold wax.
You know, booty. Ain't nobody yolin in the Valley.
Right.
Well,
right.
They have down south, but it's a whole other nature.
Does that remind me of like a white Too Short?
Yeah, no, he was the white Too Short. Yeah, he was like the white D Nice. He was like, you know, the
D Nice. He was a pimp of the nation.
Yep. Hey, those songs were hot.
But that second album totally changed.
Oh, he had a couple. He had some stuff though.
Hey, big ups, Kid Rock, for keeping.
Yeah, he's still doing it, man, for sure.
And you from that side of town, man. So you probably have a whole other connection to how all that stuff went down.
Hey, my brother used to carry crates for Kid Rock.
And I remember Uncle
when he was just DJing.
Remember Uncle Cracker was actually like about rap. That Uncle Cracker all of a sudden turned it. Mm-hmm. He's not that dude's totally different these
days. Uncle Cracker straight up from my neighborhood. He's from the neighborhood. Like I grew up probably blocks from where he grew up. Yeah, like that style. Like I think we went to the same schools and stuff like that.
The
only thing I can say is that
Kid
up
Rock
by,
was out in the the country. But yeah, I mean,
Joe C grew up by us.
Oh, that's what's up.
Went to the same high school and stuff. So
yeah,
we knew about him, but he was like way.
He was later in the game, but he did. But that's what he started blowing up for him. You know what I mean? Joe C and him, they were blowing it up because they had a great stage show. You know what I mean?
True. That's what it was.
They were doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. And Kid Rock is a talented dude, man, for sure. You can play any instrument, probably.
Because the dude went many times platinum. It's ridiculous.
Throw any type of instrument in front of that dude.
No,
he'll
really
just,
could.
He'll just slap.
That's
it.
What.
He'll slap at
that's
it,
what
play.
Blew me away. The like, first time I seen him live on stage is he went and grabbed every single instrument and went nuts
on
it.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what to me. I mean, I know, dude. You gotta do what you gotta do. You grow up. You get older. But man, Kid Rock now. He don't have none of that hip-hop element in his music. Like he used to keep
he
it in.
He took it off.
He took it off, man. It's not even there. I don't even hear, even the breakbeats anymore.
Yeah, you know,
you know?
He crossed over to a whole different, you know what I mean? To a whole different.
I mean, I wish I could still say I bump Kid Rock, like what he does. But, I mean, now when I hear Kid Rock, I'll listen to it. But it's not, you know.
It's just not the same.
He did was win with the masses. Most of the people like that.
Yes, I feel like I got to be a Vietnam vet now to feel Kid Rock. You know what I'm saying?
It's tough.
I mean, that's who he appeals to now, man.
That's what's up.
It definitely ain't the same.
When he starts doing songs with Sheryl Crow and, you know, different stuff like that, that's where it kind of crossed over to that point.
I miss some rhymes that capped up my 40, threw it under my seat. Right. Like stuff like, now it's like, we got more PBR on tap, even though I'm rich as heck, I drink PBR.
That's what's cool about it, too.
He's supposed to do it, right?
I know, it's all good.
That's Kid Rock right there.
Blaze got his own drink coming out, too.
Oh, man.
It's sponsored by, it's a mix between a couple pop companies.
Right. Sweet.
We want Town Club to sponsor us so we can throw off glass bottles off stage.
I would be super hyped with that because I remember playing T-ball and having Town Club.
Were you a sponsor?
After the game, what you got. You got a special Town Club soda after each game. So
Town
you're
Club
like,
is
yeah,
super underrated.
It was awesome, for sure. There's so many different flavors, too. And it's still out there.
It is out there. It's not bad stuff. People need to, you know, Town Club gets a bad rap in the D.
It says, it has the state right on the front, Michigan.
Yeah,
it's
you
chilling.
Can get the cherry. It's got the Michigan made. Cherry. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
When Faygo sold out, they don't got the cherry no more.
Right.
I mean, how are you going to get rid of cherry?
I don't know. That's messed up.
You know,
man.
We got love for Faygo, but the Cherry Festival was that deal.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, you know what happened is actually when you'd open it up, it would actually have so much pressure it would almost blow your eyeball out. The lid would always pop off, and you had to move your head to the left. Exactly. Yep. So we took out a couple eyeballs, you know. It's all good. Like the governor from Walking Dead after opening, you know, Faygo cherry.
It would happen.
Hey, man, so what you guys got cracking? You going on the road? I mean, I see you going.
I got
the bootleg banner tour cracking.
I'm working with Twista. Got a few dates. I'm, you know, up to do anything and everything. I'm working on, getting on the road, writing. So I'm hitting the studio soon. I'm trying to work, man, for sure.
The bootleg banner tour. When does that start? What's the first date?
April, right? We're doing it in April. See, I'm looking for technical. He doesn't have a microphone.
Yeah, you
got
a microphone. Our microphones work, too.
You're no stranger to that microphone.
I know you usually just mess with Canadian people.
Oh, there he is.
Uh-oh. Hey, there you go. You're there. Technical support.
There he is.
There you are. What's up, George?
What's going on?
There you go.
What's the deal? You are the tour.
He's looking it
you
up.
You have the whole
He's
tour
Googling
date.
It.
He has the
I got to Google the date.
He has the dates that aren't even out yet.
He's Googling the dates. Don't worry.
They're working on a Norwegian tour, I heard.
Right. We're trying to go to Iceland.
Where's the next continent you going to? Come on. Asia.
All of them.
You guys you guys would be perfect in Asia. You'd be like Wu-Tang over there. Wu-Tang. Twisted.
Brazil.
Yeah. Brazil. That'd be a great tour. It'd be like Rihanna meets Marilyn Manson.
Yep.
No, Bootleg Bandit Tour is in April.
It's in April. Is it April. Just the whole month of April?
No, the 16th through the 20th right now. There's going to be more.
We know 420 is in Pontiac, Michigan. Yeah. 420 at the Crowfoot.
420.
That's a
I played a few shows with Twisted on 420.
You should always do a show 420.
At least the last 3 years we've been doing it, that I know for sure. I've been there for two of them.
420 is a national holiday.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why employers don't give people the day off on that day.
Right.
You know, it's almost as important as Christmas. I mean.
Well, you know, they have bad things that happen on that day, too. That's why.
There's always some bad stuff on 420.
I mean, you know, that's the reason
why. But there's bad stuff that happened today.
Right. Every day.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
There's bad things that happen on
people
Christmas.
Always try to connect the dates with something.
Right. Connect the dates, connect the dots, connect your other things.
That's what I'm saying. But but Blaze is rocking that whole tour. It's going to be live. If you want to, seriously, you should go out to the show in Pontiac, Michigan, or wherever else it's hitting.
Yeah,
you know?
Pontiac's dope.
Pontiac, Michigan is a great place for 420.
I like to call it the Yak.
It'd be called the Yak.
Yeah, the Yak.
Yeah, if you from around like the Detroit area, call it the Yak.
That's what's
Otherwise,
up.
Nobody else knows what the Yak means.
Right.
You do.
They'd be like, what the heck's that?
Yak ain't no joke.
The Yak. Right.
You should know. You should know where you're at when you're in the Yak.
For sure. There's all types of stuff. It's a Crowfoot in the Yak.
You always know where the Oakland County Sheriff is.
Yeah, Crowfoot in the Yak.
Yeah, the Crowfoot's the best thing in the Yak.
I even know where it's at.
They actually shut Clutch Cargo down for good.
For sure.
They actually turned it back into a church. It's like actually now a church.
I'm going to go there so I can worship.
Yeah, I know. A lot of holy things have happened at Clutch Cargo.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of
what's up to Clutch Cargo? Rest
great
in peace.
Things.
There's always a venue shutting down around here.
Fix your bathrooms.
Yeah.
Right.
And that creepy room in the basement nobody wants to go into.
That's the room they're using
how come
for
you
exorcisms.
Need three different areas. How come you need two areas to worship? And what is that weird party area up on top of Clutch Cargo's?
That is to be determined.
You know where
up
the
there.
Pool table is and whatnot?
I know exactly what you're talking about up there.
And there's a bar up there. So why would it ever be like that if it's a church?
I don't understand
what are they doing? That's supposed to be like the sacrist or something?
I thought that's where the organ was supposed to be at the church.
Right. Well, it's supposed to be right outside
they
that
probably
door.
Had a bar at the organ.
You're probably right.
You know,
now you're on to something.
Certain churches do it different.
That's what it is.
You know
what kind of church it is.
Yeah.
Might be something different nowadays.
Could be one of those Scientology churches.
I think it's the church of, what's that crazy movie the kids used to like?
Kids?
I don't know. I forgot.
Lord of the Rings.
There you go. It's the Church of Lord of the Rings.
I don't know.
It's got to be something stupid.
I don't know what kids like anymore.
It's good enough.
Kids like crazy stuff now.
Hunger Games. There you
they
go.
Do.
Church of the Hunger
and
Games.
And kids want to grow up to be just like the Hunger Games. They want to
emulator.
Hunt packs of. I know.
Hunt other kids.
Hunt other kids.
Yeah.
Survive. I mean,
kill this kid.
I went to go see the Hunger Games with my daughter, and I thought it was a whole different kind of movie. I was like, wow, this movie's kind of fresh. I was like, wow.
Right. There you go.
I thought I wasn't going to like it. Then, like, 2 minutes into it, somebody gets a bow and arrow, like, right, like through their heart. I'm
there
like, wow, this movie's great.
See a little 12-year-old get
I know.
Chopped up.
I'm like, can't wait for part 2, 3, and 4.
Right.
You know? They're
it's
running out.
The kids.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
No, hey. it's actually an entertaining movie. You're right. I liked it myself.
Yeah,
I didn't get to check the second one out yet.
Me neither.
Catching Fire, though.
I'm sure I'll see it sometime.
Right, you'll get dragged.
I'll see it, but I'll actually be a little more happier to see it this time.
See, that's what's supposed
more
to be.
More willing.
Then I didn't right. know Jennifer Lawrence was so ill in movies either. I didn't know that. I thought that chick was like 10. I didn't realize she was like 25.
Oh, yeah. She's a yeah.
Then
she
I saw this one
movie
called Silver Linings Playbook. Wow.
Oh, wow. She's in that.
Dude,
that
she's a whole other. You want to see a whole other side of her, watch that movie.
She plays Mystique in that X-Men movie as well. That's where I first seen her, I believe.
Yeah, and now she ain't around in that no more because Magneto killed her.
Right. Oh, we didn't kill her. It turned the human.
Yeah, in part three. Yeah, it took her powers away from her.
Powers away.
That's right.
I didn't see it.
It's been on TV like for the last 5 years.
Oh, man. Which one is this? It's been on FX. Are we talking about nowadays?
X-Men Last Stand.
Okay, I see that one.
Yeah, you had to.
All right. No, we're talking about when they go back because I think she's in the.
You're talking about First Class, like when they're kids. Yeah, there you go.
And they're coming back now, I think, in this new one. I think she might be in it.
I think so, too. All I know is Magneto took her out after she had his back for her, like, his whole life.
Right. In the comic book. And
like, had her back down forever.
Down for, like, come on.
Then straight up just sold her out.
Down, like, that was Judas move right there.
So I ain't got no love for him. I hope Professor X gets his legs back.
You know what's funny? In the comic book, Magneto is cool with everybody anyway. You know what I mean? Like, at one point, he ends up being cool with X-Men.
He always had a soft side.
You know what's crazy is I think in this next movie that they're making that I think they might be doing that too, where they use him in the future where he's actually cool.
That's cool because I'm a sucker for those type of movies.
I mean, if it's based on a comic book that I know, that's what it's supposed to be. It's like, I think it's called Days of Future Past. Or
yeah, I don't know who's in that one yet.
They messed up because I think they're supposed to use Kitty Pryde, but I don't think they used her because she ain't nobody.
No, she was only in a comic book. Wolverine don't have nothing to do with her.
Right. Well, you know that's what I'm saying? Wolverine is the one that's going back and forth. You know
well, even though in the Wolverine, no, it's all about Jean Grey and Rogue and everybody else in the new Wolverine.
I thought that was about, like, some hero. Kiriako or whatever.
Oh, yeah, some chick from Asia or something.
I think so.
But it was, you know, that movie was good. The new one, the Wolverine.
Yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
I haven't seen that one yet either.
Yeah,
I thought they did well with the newest Iron Man. That was okay.
You know what? That was good. It's better than the second one.
Yeah, I didn't like the second one.
Second was the worst of the three.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Third was pretty good.
Right.
You know, this is your movie update here.
Yeah,
I'm trying to go see Anchorman 2 tomorrow.
I haven't seen that yet.
I want to go see that tomorrow. I gotta see
all
that.
These movies. I'm slipping.
We like the Netflix of the hood in here.
Hood flicks.
Yeah.
We see, but when you go to our website, it's us filming movies that and us talking over them as we watch them.
Yes.
You know, we can do that too.
This is my part right here.
Yeah, I got a line in the movie right here. There you go. I'll be back.
Right.
They even trying to bring him back in movies. You know, it's a rap. Arnold Schwarzenegger's in movies again.
You know that.
Once you become governor, you can't be in movies no more.
You can't do a lot of things no more, I would say.
No, not when you're governor.
Yeah, you should be done.
You know, anyways, that's what's going down.
He wasn't just governor. He was governator.
And he was also, I heard he was like, he had the maids over and all that stuff going on.
He had illegitimate
kids, all that, man.
He got a bunch of them spread out all over the place. They all look just like him.
I guess he's just beating like any governor.
But if they come out with that accent, that's where it really happens.
Yeah, the funniest thing is they showed the kid. He looked just like him. Like, literally looked like him. The kid looked just like him. The kid he said wasn't his.
It's not a tumor.
I mean, if you look Australian or whatever, you know?
Right. He's 100% Austrian, and
he looks just like him.
He
has his own genes.
Yeah.
Right.
I love when the kid looks just like the person and they ain't theirs. You know?
Yeah, they're trying to deny him. Like, man, come on, man.
I mean, I know somebody. I got a friend. He got his huge head, and this kid got a huge head.
Right.
That's your dad. That's your dad.
That's your daddy.
Stop trying to deny it. You know what I'm saying?
Big old head.
Anyways, that's what's cracking, man. We just sitting here doing our thing. Look, here's what we do. We'll give away a pair of those Hospin tickets right now. Hit us up. You can hit us. And we'll make sure you can go to the show on Valentine's Day. That's going to be fun. You know, have fun trying to tell your lady you're going to a rap concert.
Valentine's.
Some of them are taking it.
I remember when I told my lady I was going to the Piston game on Valentine's Day. She wasn't happy about it. But, I had courtside seats.
I got courtside seats.
Anybody can get right now.
Oh, man.
They're like $10.
No, come on. Pistons
Doing good. But last year, dude, I'm telling you.
You could give them away.
We got like lower bowl seats and VIP parking for like $25 for two tickets.
For sure.
I mean.
Yeah, last year they were horrible. They were real bad last year. They're watchable.
Andre Drummond.
But they've been doing some things that have been, like, you know, a little bit, you know, Josh Smith is good.
But they just money at him.
Well, when he tries to, like, when he... He needs to let the coach do the coaching. He needs to go to the hole. Stop messing around trying to shoot three-pointers because he's not always
Josh enough. Smith is a nice name, but he's not that player you're going to build a team with.
No, but Andre Drummond
Drummond's a beast.
He's a beast right now.
He's the best thing that came to the Pistons in 10 years.
Greg Monroe is still solid. Brandon Jennings is okay. Only person that I kind of is, you know what I mean? It's like they may be
Jennings is cool, but once I heard the game blew his mouth out at a party out in L.A.
I mean, come on, he's a little dude.
I know.
But I think you got it. They're two different things, too. It's like the game, big rapper, tough guy.
Brandon Jennings. Ex-Milwaukee Buck.
Yeah. Milwaukee sucks.
That's what it was.
Right.
But maybe now he's in the D, he'll get some credit.
Well, you know, no, I think they're like a player away, though, for real. They're like a player away.
They probably contend.
It's like contend in the East, because the East ain't that good.
No,
like,
the East sucks, dude.
There's nobody in that division. We beaten Indiana.
Indiana's the team that I would think you would have to play anyways, because they were good. They still are good.
They're the toughest. It's going to be Indiana, Miami, obviously, is probably number one. And then you got Indiana, number two, fighting with Chicago. And then it's like, you know, Chicago's kind of dying down.
But the East is horrible, seriously.
So it's like, you know, it's over with. It's like the Pistons can easily sneak into the playoffs. And then from there, who knows?
Because they can beat anybody in the East. Miami turns it on when they feel like it.
Well, that's the difference. It's like, I think there's still that weird... You know how they want to see,
but
their
LeBron
top money
can blow
team
his knee
win.
Out before the right. season's
but that's
over.
The only,
you never know.
Only way anything's going to stop that from happening.
That's like Chris Paul just went down.
Right, if somebody goes down like that, that's the only way the NBA will be like, well, what? We can't hide it here. We can't let them win.
That's
this
why
time.
We hate the Lions so much, dude. Because they had cats, man. They had it set up for them. Oh my God, every quarterback went down you could possibly think of, and
that was horrible. Yeah.
How do you do that?
You just implode, man.
I mean, you oh my Lord.
It's bad. It's not, I mean, I'm not going to 100% say it was all,
you know what?
Jim Schwartz, because Jim Schwartz did a great job.
He did a good job getting them back from being horrible to being okay.
It's exactly what they said. It's like there's just that one last accountability thing. When that all them drug charges came to the team, and then the guys getting in trouble and fights, Curry get kicked off the team.
You knew something's wrong.
That's where it was like, they're not nipping this in the butt. Because,
you know, a lot of stuff happens.
He doesn't have control of the locker room.
A lot of stuff happens to other teams like that, but they're coaching or people know how to run things.
They're either going
to
stop it.
Plus, the Lions got the worst PR department there has to be.
They have no accountability. Yeah. It's like, you can go out there and every week, because the coach can come back and say, well, you know, this happened and this happened. Well, you know, would you try to change the play next time? No, I probably would have did the same thing. Well, okay. Well, every time you're going to do the same thing and you're going to lose.
But now, it's the scary part. Now they have to actually hire somebody.
The scary part is not just the hire. The scary part is waiting 3 more years for them to actually be respectable.
And it's messed up they get another top 10 draft pick.
To get a good team. No, I mean, to have a good coach that's willing to get them back to the playoffs. Yeah, because
you can't walk in the door and just go Super Bowl.
Jim Schwartz. He had, I told everybody when I first seen that we hired him, I was like, he'll be in the playoffs within 3 years. I was like, if he's not contending for a Super Bowl within 5 years, that's where we're done. And we're done. We're past that moment.
Unfortunately.
Now it's time to see somebody else, because they have a playoff ready caliber
team.
They
have a good
team. That they can really do some things with. They just need the right guys to position and leadership and to put them in there.
Pretty much every team in Detroit is in this position right now, everybody's just sitting on the bubble.
It's a player away. It's the same thing. It's always been this way for us. We've beaten it. We've gotten over the hump.
No, everybody's a player away in Detroit. It's like the Tigers. You're like a pitcher away. You're a left-handed batter away. You're this guy away. You know?
I think with the Tigers, they knew exactly what they had last year when they seen Miguel Cabrera go down. They were missing that power, and they were stuck with just a normal
but
team.
Now their coach is as old as us.
But they watch other people, but they watch other teams go out there with less talent win the series.
Yep.
It's like, so is it really about the talent you have or the chemistry you have?
To me,
and
it's easier to take
have.
The Lions.
And that's what it ends up being.
Because like, the Lions is only a couple only a couple games of your time. The Tigers, man, you invest like almost half a year into them.
Oh, for sure.
And then when your team's that good, you get so deep, then you go out like that. It just, it really stabs you in the heart. Like, are you like for real?
I'll tell you this, it was worse watching the Tigers go out against the Giants than it was.
Yeah, because they got
that was worse to me
because they got embarrassed.
I knew what was coming. Yeah. Seeing with the Red Sox, I knew
the Red Sox
that if
good.
We got to the Red Sox, we were gonna lose. I knew that. That was already ingrained in my
head.
But going to the World Series against San Francisco and getting swept. That was like
then having your best players come up just dead, like you're
right.
Like the bats were
that's
dead.
Daggers. That's like straight daggers to your heart.
Even all your pitchers didn't show. Verlander looked like garbage.
They were great, and that's what they did to us.
It was horrible, man.
And that's that's the difference. It's like watching a talented team crumble in the last minutes of the stuff is worse than watching that team fight to the very end. And try to get there because they had, they were.
Yeah,
because
that's like, we kind of know what to expect from the Pistons, if they kind of go out, whatever, but good job, guys,
You get putting the effort in. You did a great job. You're getting, because we're not expecting you to win.
And that's, and what's crazy is that's how Michigan's became like with football. It's like, if they just. You just hope they do something halfway decent anymore.
Oh, man, yeah. That's what's stale.
And, big ups to Michigan State, for winning the Rose Bowl because that was sweet.
Whoop, whoop.
That was real dope, man.
That's for sure.
And
they did it.
And I still love it, man. If any other team would have did it, they would have got even more exposure. MSU, I know that
they killed it.
They're getting love here, but, man, they don't – after they won, I think SportsCenter covered them for the next morning, and they were like, peace.
I think the last time
if that was Ohio State, they'd be represented for 6 months straight.
The last time they got such press at all, like Sports Illustrated had Tony Mandarich.
That's bad.
That's bad.
See, MSU, like, man, really
MSU
gets the short.
They have had great players come out of their school.
Bomb
and
players.
Actually doing it. Cousins is.
They've had more players than they've had more Hoyer, players in the last 10 years than Michigan has.
Hoyer just got hurt. He's doing it. At one time, I think it was like 3 years ago. There was probably 5 Michigan quarterbacks starting in the league at one time.
And there used to be.
Drew Henson, Tom Brady, one of the Harbaughs.
Well, you used to have Stanton back there backing up.
Well, he was from, from State.
Yeah.
But they had five Michigan guys starting at one time in the league, like 4 or 5 years ago, I think.
Not no more. No.
Now it's like at least 3 of the guys are State guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got Cousins, Hoyer. And Foles.
That's
Nick
it.
Foles. All 3 of them guys are all State guys.
Yeah, and all the other guys that have been around in the league, they're State guys, are older State guys.
Oh, they're
dudes
still
that's been around.
Oh,
you
man,
know?
There's good guys that are still, just off the defense that are killing it. You know what I mean?
Hey, my dude is Advocator with the Wings. Straight out of State. You know what I'm saying? And won a championship with him.
Yeah,
in the Winter Classic. And unfortunately, that game ended, man, with the Maple Leafs win. And, man, with Dasuk hitting that shootout goal, it was so sweet.
I thought it was over right there.
I thought, man, we would.
Howard just had it. That 5 holes got to stop, man.
That dude is a – cannot do – he's a good goalie, actually, but not in shootouts. He's horrible in shootouts.
Well, you know what's stale is I watch – when I do watch shootouts, I get, like – because I remember playing a little. I didn't play hockey very much, but I broke my ankle playing because I love hockey. I tried playing a lot.
I mean, we tried playing
but
the street hockey.
Well, I'm saying, I remember getting on the ice with skates and everything, and I remember how easy it seemed to score. And it's like watching these guys go down back and forth, and it gets in 6 players deep, and nobody's scored yet. I'm like, how good are these goalies, really? That makes no sense. It's just about a deep.
The shootout's cool, but of course it's cool when your team wins.
Right.
But honestly, I don't like that you play a whole game, so hard.
I think
then
it's
a couple
stupid
goals,
because you only get 1 extra point.
Yeah,
the other team gets a point still.
I don't like
so
that.
It's like, come on, what's the use?
I kind of think that's a good way maybe to determine if you went to like – like four overtimes.
Right, right.
But I mean, not, even after two over, even after one overtime, it's like, dude, I think you still need a.
Right.
Because imagine in basketball if they play like a game of horse or something to win.
Right.
I mean, you know, like, I mean, come on.
Well, that's the thing. It's tough because you don't have skilled guys anymore. It used to be about having fighters. You know what I mean? You'd have Bob Probert out there.
See, that'd be better. I'd rather see a fight to end the game. Yeah. That would be sweeter. Let's have a fight off. See, now I'm down. You get
see,
the,
we're changing the game for him right here. That's
We get Osgood back out there throwing punches, and we get, you know. I thought it was dope in that alumni game. My man Joey Kosher,
yes,
he rocked Probert's jersey.
Nice.
Yeah, he rocked Probert's jersey, man, for the game.
That's
you know?
Dope. 24?
Yeah, them boys used to, the Bash Brothers, them boys used to beat people on the ice.
Oh, man, it was great time in hockey in Detroit.
It's like Detroit right now outside, you know? It's like Joe Louis Arena trying to drive around here. Yeah. Well, here's what's up, man. We're about to raise up in a minute, but we are your weekly sports update.
Yeah.
What I can tell you is the Lions aren't playing tomorrow.
Oh,
I saw that the Colts won. I saw the Colts won today against the Chiefs.
They came back from 28 down.
See, how do
they
get
won by 1 point?
They get the drafted quarterback that knows what he's doing.
Well, you know what's funny? The guy that they're talking about bringing in is a couple of the guys they're talking about bringing in were
the
guys that are, have either you know helped bring him along or bring Peyton Manning along.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, Shaw, I think David Shaw, they're talking about.
They should bring Peyton, but if they actually bring Peyton Manning along, then we'll be happy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're talking
I know. Like, the guys who train over offensive coordinators.
Like, yeah, Jim Caldwell from Baltimore. He used to be Indianapolis when he was the coach when they won the Super Bowl, but he was the offensive coordinator.
Really, the dude, it sounds like the dude is that Ken Wisenhunt because he took Roethlisberger, who really isn't that good, turned him into a pretty decent quarterback.
I mean, I would give.
And he took Phillip Rivers this year and has him playing out of his mind.
I would say it's either going to be, Ken Wisenhunt really looks like the guy, but I think my pick, personally, I would pick Caldwell.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. I would take Caldwell because Caldwell's a quarterback coach.
I just wonder if Peyton Manning's that good that it didn't matter who coached him, you know?
But that's the thing. It's like mechanics is what
true
what it comes down to on certain guys, and that's
but
where
Caldwell did.
Caldwell comes with mechanics. And they said he
but
took
didn't he
over.
Take over the Colts when they were already really good when Dungy was retired?
He took over the Colts around that area, but the difference was is he took over the offensive coordinator last year for the Baltimore Ravens.
Right, and they and Joey Flacco was sweet.
And Flacco changed.
Yeah,
and
they won a Super Bowl, I mean.
They won a Super Bowl.
Of course.
So I'm just saying that. To me, it's about quarterback and what a quarterback looks like, and that's what it is. He already came in.
No, you're
they
right.
They said he came in today, and he did his meeting, and he already set a guideline of what he thinks Matt Stafford needs to do, and he looked and watched every single pass that guy's ever thrown and said, this is what he needs to do. These are the drills he needs to fucking work on.
I got it. It's all good.
But, see, Lions talk is real.
Sports, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
No, you start talking, it's all good. It's
but, he said he needs to check every single one that he goes through, every play. And then as soon as, you know, he checked it out and he said that this is what he needs to do. And if he does this, then, you know, we have a much better chance of
I think we're
games.
I really do think
and
we're closer. I think we're closer than we are to away.
He's the most the quarterback that has the most balls batted down at the line of scrimmage. He throws sidearm. He throws behind guys. Sometimes he's sailing the ball.
You know, so I just want
to
do this going
to
be up front about stuff, man. Shorts is cool, but Shorts always contradicted everything he ever talked about.
He tried to hide his what's going on.
Like,
I think where Shorts lost it was the minute that handshake went bad
in the
49ers. That was it. That was the end of Jim Schwartz. And he was a good coach. And he didn't need to end that way. But as soon as he chased him down for that handshake and he looked stupid,
yeah,
it was over with.
He lost a lot of, like, I guess, support nationally. People
right.
behind
it was
him.
Just like, good.
And you know what? The other thing, man, like a couple weeks ago when he was, like, swearing at the fans and stuff, mm-hmm. then they asked him about it. Actually, he didn't do it. Then the next day, he's like, oh, yeah, I did that. It was like, dude, it was kind of like, man, you may as well just manned up and said, you know, I'm frustrated. You know, you cats need to chill out.
Well,
you know,
the problem is he doesn't understand that. You know,
I don't think he understands the pain that's out there in Detroit.
It's the performance that you guys are giving that are making the team be booed.
All I know is Schwartz got a $12 million paycheck to walk away from that job. I wish I could get fired for twelve mil.
Everybody like that.
I know.
Matt Millen. Was
I wish they would stop using
paid.
The word in professional sports with the fired, because really you're just moving on to something else. Let go, because in the real world you get fired from your job. Well, you fired. You don't get fired with a $12 million severance pay. You know
he's not going to get picked up as a head coach.
No,
anywhere
but
soon,
he'll still be getting paid fat.
Jump on
defensive
coordinator.
He was good
somewhere, and
he was good in Tennessee. He still is good defensive mind.
And he's going to end up. He'll get a job again.
Yeah,
he'll get a chance again. But the difference is it'll take longer. But that's why I said there's different coaches out there that you know have the caliber of what we're looking for.
Sure.
Is to change the outlook of what is going on in the city. And that's hard to do with a team that has consistently lost close games or the way we have lost. We've consistently lost.
It's sad, man, because I don't know if anybody else can feel our pain, man. I don't know who else in the world can feel the pain of Lions fans. It's an old another breed.
Team. Unless you're talking about the Flint Tropics.
And that was a fictional movie.
Exactly.
You know? But I really wish Will Ferrell would do a movie about the Lions. I would love to see him as the quarterback.
There you go.
Will Ferrell is the quarterback. Lion. Dude, I would love it right now.
Tell him to do the movie on Paper Lion.
They'll probably have Owen Wilson as is the receiver.
Right.
It'll be sweet. I hope that movie's coming out soon, dude.
That'd be great.
Hey, well, you know what? Let's shut this down with a drive-by track. We got the back on the block. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
And what's up to ABK, man? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What up, killer?
I know we just did a New Year's Eve joint, you know?
Yeah.
He's always doing New Year's Eve.
We did. I did New Year's Eve. He did New Year's Eve.
Everybody had New Year's Eve, man.
That's what's up. It's a new year.
I even caught Miley Cyrus her big tongue out on New Year's Eve.
Man,
and that wasn't good. No. All right.
Miley.
And I saw that kid, Macklemore, whatever his name is, rocking like a man purse.
Louis.
He was.
What's
Louis
up with
Vuitton.
That? Yeah. No, get out of it. That ain't hip hop.
Well, he's got a Louis Vuitton, but he's.
But he's at the thrift store.
Yeah.
He's at the thrift store.
Now, Cass, I know if you find Louis Vuitton at a thrift store, you sell that thing.
Exactly.
It'd be on Craigslist.
I think it might be fake.
I think he got a fake one. He's from Seattle. Yeah. They ain't got real Louis Vuitton in Seattle.
But I mean, no, I'm saying if it's at a thrift store, it's got to be
fake,
right?
Well, I don't know. Jabot the Trade Center got the Nikes from Malaysia.
Yes, that's
so
what's up.
Those are spikies. So.
I got a couple of them. I got a pair before, not from there, but I had a pair, I think, out in Worcester.
Bro, I was going to say, Gratiot
yeah,
7 Mile.
They were so fresh. You know, the little bit of the under part is half the size. You know what I mean? Where the actual bottom of the shoe, the sole, is half the size of the normal Air Force One. It's much lighter. You know what I mean? It's wild.
It's made out. It's not made out of rubber.
Less material.
It's made out of
a backwards
packaging
swoosh.
Foam.
It's got a backwards swoosh, and then the eyes upside down in Nike.
It's all good. You just take a picture of it in a mirror with your phone, and
it's
the right way.
Right.
Nobody knows you're fronting.
You know, you wear it on the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
You wear it on the inside.
Well, yo, it's 2 a.m., dude. Good for coming on tonight, brother.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Thanks for having me, y'all. That's what's up.
All right, hit us up, man. We'll have this show back at 2RawForFM.com posting all that
very
good stuff. WH for our dear one, Detroit. We out of here. This is back on the block.
At least two dozen shots were fired. The victims are two 18-year-olds and a 19-year-old. This happened shortly after 2 a.m. as they were actually leaving the house, and at least one person opened fire on them. Police say this was a drive-by, but they're still trying to find out why these young men were targeted.
Volume turned up on the Kenwood. Watch us bump like a a sold out show. Smoking on a blunt as I creep by slow. Dumping on any punk, me and Blaze don't know. With the pump, have you walking with a stump for show? Uncontrolled by the thump, so we trump the rest. From the sound that we pound, guess you found the best. Drive by, so you could have what's left. Shoot them birds out they nest, cause I'm not impressed. I got my seat back pimping, Bud Light sipping. Smoke in the air, so the whole ride's tripping. You hearing from the speaker, sipping on a 40 ounce, gripping on your heater, moving at your own pace like a leader. No time to waste, that's a teaser, and I'm a seeker. Me and the homie never catching a case, jumping on your workplace, never leaving a trace. So anytime the music rattles your cage, that's drive by, cause we up in